Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror Anthology Edition. We hope you guys are having an awesome Halloween, and we'll get right into it with our first film of the evening. I should say one is kind of an anthology film, but nonetheless.
But it comes from an yeah. anthology. That's kind of why we included it. It came from Witching Season.
Absolutely. So, all right. So our first film from writer-director Jacob Parrott is Spine Chiller. And this one is new from Scream Team Releasing. And this one, it's late October. The Spine Chiller is an annual Halloween dance with sinister beginnings. Take a trip with us as we delve into four different stories following four individuals who have been invited to the dance. Who will survive? What is going on at the Spine Chiller? All right. I wanted to like this one. I really did, but it's a bit of a snoozer for me. It's not terribly made, but it really missed the mark for me. It just never really comes together and is all that interesting. Everything kind of interweaves throughout, which I don't know. I was kind of hoping maybe for just straight stories, you know, introductions, and it didn't really do that for me. There's a couple okay gore moments, but the acting's fine. This movie's just, I can't really think of anything that it really does particularly well. And I feel bad too, because it's easy to get me on these. Just get me in the Halloween mood. Just make me feel Halloween. I did like the circus peanut scene, because they're actually underrated. I like circus peanuts. But anyways, Kruger, am I off on this one for you? This one just didn't do a whole lot for me.
I at first thought it was going to be okay, because like we open with like this nice knife kill, but before we get into the first segment, like just the whole beginning of the movie, I thought was very confusing. It didn't really explain like how the anthology was going. And then like it go, like each story didn't like flow together at all. And it didn't really break up anything that good. Like you said, there's maybe one kill in this movie that I thought was cool, with a knife out the back of the neck, out a mouth. But other than that, overall, just I didn't even like nothing was I thought was like worth to watch. Like even not even like one segment. I couldn't pick like a good segment out of the whole thing.
Yeah, and they would have probably been better off as, I don't know, standalone segments. Because you're right, it just. It kind of cheats somewhat on the anthology concept. It starts off okay. I mean, like I said, you see the head in the pumpkin and everything, and I'm like, oh, okay, the nice retro score. And I'm like, okay, this will probably be pretty decent, but it's not horrible, but it just doesn't do anything particularly great.
I'll disagree. It's horrible for the fact that I kept feeling like I had missed something when I hadn't. The film was a mess. Yeah. I was bored. It didn't do anything other than it looking good. I mean, there's nothing that worked for me. It just didn't. It never clicked for me.
And I'll don't do werewolves if you don't this have money.
This is amazing. I honestly thought I was going to be the turd in the punch bowl here. So I it's not just me, because this movie's fucking terrible. the opening is cool as shit. And I'm like you guys, I was set up for failure. And I can barely remember this piece of shit, and I just saw it not too long ago. I don't want to shit on people that make movies, but damn, you guys missed the mark and hard. Because it doesn't even, like, okay, it feels like Halloween, but it doesn't feel like Halloween. Like, they're trying too hard. I don't know. It sucks. I'm sorry. I did not like it.
Yeah. I mean, a couple cool scenes is it when that's all you have for an entire movie, it's just not enough. They tried, but they failed. they really did on this one. You know what it reminded me of that we reviewed last year? Well, not, I mean, it's not exactly the same, but Candy Corn, where we all thought that was going to be really good. And that actually had some interesting cast.
I had more fun watching that one than this one. And I hated that movie too.
I'd agree with you on that too.
The director's a nice guy though.
Hey,
I don't think there's any more to say on this one. What are we going to rate it? I'm going to be generous right out the gate. I'm going to give it a 1. I don't know why, but I will, because it was competently, well, it looked good. I'm being nice.
It felt enough like Halloween to get a 1.
Yeah, there we go.
Sure, 1. Wow.
Yeah, I'm a 1 also. I mean, a couple cool scenes. The acting wasn't bad, but it's just a snoozer. You just don't have to watch this. And it's like $30 about to buy the Blu-ray right now. You're going to feel ripped off. It is what it
is. Yeah, I'm a 1 as well. I was going to originally give it the 1.5, but to be honest, I think that's even being way too fucking generous. So, 1.
Yeah. Right on. But honestly, guys, I was really concerned. I thought I missed something, but I am, yeah.
And just to correct Dan, it only cost $10.
It felt like $20. That $20 feels like $30
fucking dollars. Well, it's $27.99 last I looked on Amazon.
Well, yeah, because you're looking on Amazon. Oh, okay. Scream Team is always cheaper if you buy directly. $19.99.
Well, that's still $20 you can
save. Well, for this one particularly, yes. But, I mean, in general, support Scream Team and buy them directly. They're not – yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not always a sure thing, but
I can co-sign that we do still need to support horror, because for every turd, there's a fucking amazing one coming too.
And actually, Scream Team has a pretty good track record with their stuff. I think that they might
Dude be the Party Massacre.
There you go. There's another one. Yeah. So there's a bunch of Barn. The Barn 2's coming.
The Barn's awesome.
Yeah, I like The Barn. Yeah.
So okay,
I've never seen it.
Oh, check it out. You'll
you'd like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so moving on to our next film, which is They Live, excuse me, They Live Inside Us from director.
They Live, hell yeah.
There you go. I don't know, maybe Piper was the clown. I don't know. Or that would be awesome. So They Live Inside Us from writer-director Michael Bailiff. And this one. Seeking inspiration for a new writing project, a man spends Halloween night in a notoriously haunted house. He soon realizes he's living his own horror story. All right, so a little background on this one. Another film that we actually covered last year, I believe, called Witching Season, I believe it was. And this was... Well, originally, this was a short on that. I think it's...
Which that itself was a compilation of... it was a web series, so they, like, compiled them all and made them into an anthology.
Yeah, and it was kind of a mixed bag, but I do remember liking this story.
I rewatched that one, and there was more than I remember liking, but...
Yeah. So this was the feature... adaptation of that, brings back a lot of the same cast that they had. I can't recall if it was the same daughter, but it is
liar.
A lot of that's fucked up. So anyways, James Morris is back, and so I actually enjoyed this one. I thought it was a good old-fashioned kind of ghost story on a budget. The acting was all on point. There were even a few times when I actually really felt bad. Some of the interactions between the dad and the daughter. It's nothing you haven't seen before, but it held my interest. What did you think, Kruger?
So first off, I'll say the movie shot decently and it has a very good soundtrack. The story with the rider, though, I like the idea of, you know, him writing the stories and us seeing them play out and stuff. Kind of reminded me of that movie Scare Me that we just reviewed a little bit. That being said, I kind of wish we got more of his stories and less of him, because I did not like that actor at all. I thought he sucked. Yeah, I thought his performance was garbage. That part when you're talking about him yelling at his daughter, I just found it like, I just, in my head, I was like, I don't believe you. I'm sorry. Like, you don't seem like, you know, you're not believable in this role. That being said, though, I did like the story of the mask killer. I also thought the clown story was pretty cool. And the makeup and costume designs on both of those killers and the effects were good on them. I just kind of wish we got more of those because the rest of the story is super lackluster. As I said, the acting falls off with the main story. And I think the dialogue also feels very unnatural, clunky, especially when he's talking with his daughter. And there's a few things I liked. Like, I liked the clown. Like I said, I think that should get its own feature, to be honest. I think there could be a cool little slasher with that clown. Mm-hmm. And I also dug Cat Sick Blues and Jason Voorhees. Yeah. So let's get that slasher going too. But everything else was a huge miss with me. And the way the stories were compiled too, and them not being completed, bothered the fuck out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it just kind of gives you glimpses, which I actually am a little bit of the opposite. I would have, I don't know, maybe preferred it just be a straightforward ghost story with him, the daughter. I did think that one moment where he goes, "Were you upstairs?" and she just looks at her crutches was kind of funny. But yeah, the mood is there in a way that quite often is not there in indie films. I mean, again, nothing you haven't seen, but just the atmosphere is very important in a ghost story. And I think they did a better job than average with that for me.
I definitely like to see this director tackle a more straightforward like ghost story because he definitely mm-hmm. knows how to set a mood.
Yes. What did you think, Pugs?
The wraparound was probably my favorite part, minus Cat Sick Blues, Jason Voorhees kid, because that did trigger me where I'm like, I would rather be watching that movie. But honestly, that could be said for quite a lot.
Didn't have the dildo, though.
So well, can't be cats he didn't get to finish, so we'll see. but yeah, the story was grim, so I dug that. But other than that, I didn't really care. Like, I don't know. It didn't work for me, and I don't have too much to say, positive or negative, because it was just there, other than Cat Sick Blues is awesome.
Watch and Cat Sick Blues.
Guys. Also, with a girl with crutches, or I don't want to say cripple because I think she can heal from that. But like, there's a lot of suspense to be built from that, and they didn't use that like at all. Like worth the shit anyway. So yeah, they missed the mark for me.
Okay.
One other thing I wanted to say too is I thought it could have been trimmed down with its length. It being an hour and like 40 or 50 almost, it was kind of long.
I was going to say
a bad idea. Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, really? honestly, I'm the same with everyone else. It didn't, it had potential, but it worked better when it was a short in the other film. I liked it better then.
Yeah. I was interested enough to check that out. So I'm going to check that out next.
Okay.
Cool.
So do we have anything more on this one or should we just rate this bitch?
No. Kruger, what Let's do you rate it?
I'm a 2 out of 5. Like I said, Cat Sick Blues, Jason Voorhees clone is fucking cool. And the clown was cool. Let's get slashers of those two made, but everything else you can miss this one.
Okay. And Pugs?
I'm going to give it a 1.5 because it's better than the last thing we saw, but not by much.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it more than Pugs. I'm with Kruger. I'm a 2.
All right. I'm actually a 2.5. This mm-hmm. could have been higher if it weren't for the length. And it just tried to be more of a straightforward ghost story because it really does have its moments where, it, you know, but and I think some of you will like it. But yeah, we'll see. So anyways, I guess we're shitting on the indies today, but maybe the next one will be Redemption. Let's see. All right. So another one. We reviewed the original
Shitting on the indie sounds like a wrestling podcast. I'm just going to say that now. I think what? SCS needs to change its name.
Shitting on the indies.
That could be a segment for damn sure.
We can bring on Greg Valentine and have him talk about lady wrestlers. That'd be awesome. So anyways, on to our next film, which is 1031 Part 2, which is another anthology. I don't really have a synopsis to this because this is actually more of a proper synopsis, but as the tagline says, more blood-soaked tales of terror and the macabre. All right, so, Krueger.
So you're just not going to give any kind of description?
Well, there really isn't. It's all standalone. But yeah, all horror stories that take place on Halloween. Is that not good enough, sir?
Well, I mean, you didn't mention that you have the horror host set up or whatever.
You know, they didn't use her a lot. Yeah, Malvolia, I think they used
her just as much as they did in the other one.
Yeah, they did.
But yeah, so that being said, I fucking watched the first one and the second one back to back, and really enjoyed a couple of the segments on the first one. Like, it was like a 3.5 out of 5 for me. My favorite segment in that one being the killing the dance, which was the roller skating slasher one that has like the crazy supernatural element at the end with that kid Mikey. That shit was really creative and very, very cool. And that fucking blew my mind. And the whole soundtrack and the gore gags in that movie all looked amazing. So watching that first one, I was so excited that we got another one. And that being said, this one was fucking better. I really liked that story, the first story we get, which is the Samhain liturgy. And right before I get into that, all the trailers we got before were really cool. Like
Sasquatch truck,
minus the Sasquatch truck.
Oh, what? I thought that was funny.
I don't want to watch that shit too. All of them.
But the other ones were really cool. Like the October Kids one. Like fuck yeah, let's get that movie made. The same with Treaters. Yeah. So the Samhain liturgy, I thought had an amazing soundtrack. I dug the creepy kid that we got. I also really liked the boyfriend of the babysitter who was into black metal. That was really cool, and his character was dope. I wasn't really sure where the story was going, but where we ended up going was really badass. And the second segment with the Uber driver, I thought was very creative. Kind of reminded me of a Twilight Zone episode almost, and the makeup effects were really stellar. Apache Hatchet Massacre, I think, was probably the weakest one. I thought the killer kind of looked dumb. The dialogue was over the top, though, and kind of funny, so it was all right. But the ending was kind of lame, and it was way too short. And then Overkill, of course, I was going to love that one. It calls back to pretty much Friday the 13th, New Beginning, which is really cool. Also, turns into like a spoof of slasher movies. And I think we kind of like had like Roy Burns versus fucking a weaker version of a Joe Spinell character. I thought that was pretty cool. And it had great kills. And that was my favorite segment, next to Sister Mary, which I thought was really cool because it called back to the first story that we got. And then we got a really good like descent into madness with amazing makeup effects and a great ending. And yeah, I think that was my favorite segment tied with Overkill.
Yeah, this one, Apache Hatchet Massacre was just so out of place. That one just didn't belong there. But it's short. I mean, it doesn't hurt it too much, but I would have just edited it out, to be honest. It just wasn't that strong. I loved Overkill, or When Jason Met Todd. I thought that was really cool.
That was a little bit more BTK. Come on.
That's what I was going to say.
It made me laugh, just him sitting there arguing with them. He's like, come on, she fits my profile, man.
I've been watching her a month. Well, not a month. All day. The evening.
You got the funny games kid, and I like it's like damn Satanists sitting there like that one actually made me laugh quite a bit. I was surprised. It caught me off guard. My favorite line was, "Do you know what butt chugging is?" I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, Apache Hatchet Massacre is kind of pointless. I enjoyed Deadlift. I thought that was a pretty cool, trippy little story. It kicked it off quite well with Samhain Liturgy. I thought that was really good. Overall, I'd say they did an amazing job with this one. I didn't rewatch the first one, but I actually think I like this better. It's always something when you can say that there really isn't a weak segment. Now, I mean, again, the Apache one kind of was, but it was also very short, so it's fine. The Hostess is just okay. I feel like they could have given her a little more.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem. Yet, but
yeah, I mean, I can think of.
You should at least have her pop up more than just the bookends. She should be somewhere in between.
Yes,
I mean, yes, if you're gonna do it, but I'm just gonna suck off Overkill also, because that was fucking awesome. Did anyone else when the BTK, we'll just go with, shows up and you just see him in the reflection where you're like, is that guy supposed to be there? Was I the only one who just noticed him and was like, who the fuck's that?
I honestly thought he was just gonna be like a regular pervert, but then he brought out the knife. I'm like, oh, Dennis, what's up?
Yeah, I want a movie where we're just in the world of killers like that. Yes. That are all like spoof ripoffs of other slashers. Like, let's do it.
I'm down.
Hell yeah, I'd watch that.
Well, isn't there already Stan Helsing? Doesn't that do the same thing?
Yeah, but Stan Helsing wasn't nearly as good as the short.
I got to rewatch that. I don't remember how that works. I just remember
that. That sounds awesome, though. Fuck.
It has a nice POV shot of that Britney Snow girl's cooch. That's about it.
Yeah, that was
the Bugs is in now.
Hell Baby is a good one.
Hell Baby is amazing.
Yes.
For me, the Overkill is the best part, too. And I really like the trailers. But everything else was kind of lackluster. But yeah, it was saved by Dennis Rader and then the Funny Games kid. Cause like, how awesome of a child are you if you go out as on Halloween dressed as fucking Funny Games? I would have given my entire bag of candy. And here's 6 eggs. Please be careful.
There's a really good looking girl down the street and then she lives alone. So, yeah, no, I was impressed, actually, with this, because I was kind of the same. I mean, I liked 2 out of the 3, but this is definitely by far, in my opinion, the best one. So, well, let's go ahead and ready to rate it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What say you, Kruger?
So I was tossed up between a 4.5 and a 4. I'm going to give it a 4. I want to get a part 3, though, a part 4, a 5, and a 6. These are awesome and proves that low-budget horror is the fucking best when it's done right. And from any sense, in my opinion, it's done as right as you can, from the makeup with the soundtracks and the stories. You guys have a shit, and I want to see more of this. So 4 out of 5 for me.
All right. And Pugs?
I am not that high. I am a 2. I would like more of the stupid trailers and more Funny Games kid.
Do you think you're also on a little bit of an anthology burnout?
I am very much on an anthology burnout.
Maybe we'll remember that for next. We'll remember that next year. I am also a 4.
I am a 4 as well. Overkill, I thought, was amazing.
So could have gone is where even I higher. The turd in the punch bowl. I was like, I got it somewhere.
You know what? You put Overkill over. We're good.
If they didn't let the special brother or whoever do Apache Hatchet Massacre, it could have gone higher. But it's 4. I definitely recommend it. If you're gonna watch one out of this show, watch 1031 too.
And that one is also available directly from Scream Team Releasing.
There you go.
$20. You can also upgrade and get a slip cover. I wish I would have had it near me. I would have showed you. Done by, as we reviewed his movie on our Freddy show or his fan film, Nathan Thomas Milner did the EC style slip cover for this.
Nice.
Well, okay. For that alone, I say, yeah, go for that. That's pretty cool.
I had to grab it and it had to match the first one. So you can also get it signed in poster, but I just,
absolutely. All right. So
Do we have any spoilers? I mean, I don't. You got a couple? Right. Okay. Well, real quick, we'll bust the spoilers. So if you don't want to hear the spoilers, please join us next time. And once the spoiler thing disappears on the screen, spoilers are done, but it's up now, so it's spoiler time.
There you go.
All right. So first off, with this, the Sam Hain liturgy, Tommy, that little kid was such a little piece of shit. Like, but he's fucking brutal with that hammer, and then he, like, you know, fucking defaces the boyfriend. Like, that was awesome. And then I just, like, Overkill was just so good. Like, I loved that gutting scene when the dude's guts fall into his trick-or-treat basket.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. Then all the killers, like, all the killers. I want to see a sequel or a feature length for that one, especially out of anything that we've gotten. Also, though, that Sister Mary one, like, that devil at the end was fucking amazing. Like, that was such a good practical effect makeup. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was a perfect way to end the movie. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Would have been funnier with the face coming off of it. They just morphed like a CG Nicolas Cage on the kid. Just
on the kid.
That would have been funny. All right. So, guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. It really helps us out a lot. So hit that like button, please. It helps. And fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay stores. And patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. Pugs, take us home.
We're on there. You can help support us for just $1. Early and exclusive content, yes. Like the review of Borat that we just did.
Which we cannot put on YouTube.
We cannot. So if you want to see if we liked it or not, you got to go there to find out. So please and thank you and enjoy yourselves there.
Thank you very much.
We hope you're all having a great Halloween season. Follow us on all the social media bullshits. And everyone, say goodnight.
Good night. Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Nothing to say.